From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 18th, 2014. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail the Economic Development and Tourism Committee of the Greene County Legislature voted Monday, June 16th, to support the proposal to develop a casino at DeLates Landing in Rensselaer. The project is a joint venture of the Capital District Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation and Flom Management Company, Inc. and Partners. The project would build a casino on 23 acres located along the Hudson River with views of Albany. A casino in the Catskills Hudson Valley District could bring in more than $600,000 in annual revenue for Greene County, according to an OTB representative. Community support is an important part of the development application, which is due June 30th. Eight other counties have already passed resolutions in support of the project, as well as the city and county of Rensselaer. The full legislature is slated to vote on the measure Wednesday night. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star, Hudson Mayor William H. Hallenbach Jr. has called on all appointed and elected city employees to join him in taking part in ongoing random drug testing. That testing is mandatory to some but not all city employees. Hallenbach said Tuesday, June 17th, from the mayor on down, all employees should equally be held to the same standard. Currently, city employees who are members of the CSEA and all employees holding commercial driver's licenses are subject to random drug testing. However, members of the Hudson City Police Officers Union and members of Common Council are not. Several aldermen and Common Council President Don Moore scoffed at the mayor's proposal. Quote, "I'm not going to be drug tested," Alderman John Friedman told the paper. "He's not my father," unquote. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Associated Press is reporting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has rejected a newly amended bill that would legalize medical marijuana. Cuomo said Tuesday, June 17th, he would not sign the bill into law if it passed both chambers in the legislature, even as negotiations continued. State lawmakers amended the bill Monday, narrowly beating a deadline and setting up a possible vote by the end of the week. Cuomo said the bill still does not address some of his concerns, including banning smoking of the drug and requiring the program to be evaluated in 5 years. Read the full story in the Times Union. Looking at the weather forecast for Greene and Columbia counties, today it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 83, Wednesday night partly cloudy with a low around 61. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 81, Thursday night clear with a low around 52. Friday, sunny with a high near 80, Friday night mostly clear, with a low around 56. Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 76, Saturday night partly cloudy with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:34 p.m. with the length of the day being 15 hours and 16 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 18th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.